morning we're going to be discussing the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. So this sugya came about from the omission of the bottom of Chesam and Beis, Megillah. The Gemara is talking about the Ein Bein, and particularly here the difference of Ein Bein Svarim L'Tfilin and Mezuzas Ela She Svarim Nichtav Mechalashim. We're talking, what's the difference between the Sefer Torah and Tfilin and Mezuzas? And the Mishnah says the one difference is that Svarim, the Sefer Torah, can be written in Mechalashim. It can be written in any language you want, as opposed to Tfilin and Mezuzas can only be written in Lashon Kodesh. That's the straightforward Mishnah. Now, with the debate you find in the Achronim here between the Sfas Emes and Tzuri Evin, what type of Sefer Torah, what type of Tefillin and Mezuzah are we referring to? Is it referring to one that's used for the mitzvah, Tefillin to wear, Mezuzah to put on the door, or Sefer Torah to use, or is it referring to just writing one to have Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushas Sefer Torah? And within this whole discussion, which we're not going to go through, what comes out is a fascinating machlokas. Now, if I were to ask any of you, to write, to fulfill the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, what language would it be in? You would all tell me, Lashon HaKodesh, it's Pashut. That would be, without any proof, the simple answer would be, Lashon HaKodesh is the only way a person would be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And that's exactly what the Turi Evan writes. He just makes this assumption, doesn't bring any proof. He says, it's Pashut, that to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, it must be Lashon HaKodesh. Now, for some strange reason, this... But the Gemara is referring to, what he says is referring to a situation of learning. Are you allowed to write a Sefer Torah to learn from, but not to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksira Sefer Torah? That's where the focus is. But Pashut, if it's referring to the mitzvah, to just get the mitzvah and check it off, it's Pashut you would require writing Lashon HaKodesh. That was the assumption of the Turi Evin. To which Sfas Emes says, also in his back and forth, what's the case of the Gemara here? He has a one line in the middle of number two. He quotes the Sefer Turi Evin. By the way, the Turi Evin is a Shagaz Aryeh. On Sunday, I'm giving also this topic of Ksiva Sefer Torah, but I'm having a different angle. We're having a Hachnas Sefer Torah on Sunday with Richie and Suri Grossman, so I'm giving a special shir on this topic, but again, a slightly different angle. So we're going to see that the Turi Evin and his Tshuvas Shagaz Aryeh, the same author, are actually Lishitaso. We'll wait for Sunday for that. But the Sfas Emes quotes the Turi Evin. And he says, the Turi Evin, I don't know... He says, "V'einio de'a minayinlo." I don't know where this Turi Evin gets the idea that Ksivas Sefer Torah has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. I have no proof. And that he just leaves it at that, and then goes on to a discussion. So it seems from the Sfas Emes, at least he's open to the possibility that Ksivas Sefer Torah can be written even b'chol Lashon. That's the chiddush of the Sfas Emes. And what we want to figure out is, what is exactly is this machlokas that's found here in Maseches Megillah Daf Ches? Can Sefer Torah be written in Lashon HaKodesh, or only Lashon HaKodesh, or can it be written in any language? That's this Machlokas Achronim.
He's saying it can be written in any language. Is that for the use of? Do you use it that way, or just write it down?
Yeah, right, exactly. Just to get the mitzvah. To get the mitzvah, the 613...
Not to use it, you won't be able to...
Well, using it, he would seemingly be allowed... right. In terms of using it, there... I don't see why you couldn't be able to use it.
Yeah,
I don't see why you couldn't use it. Yeah, I think you'd be able to use it. But his problem is, how come the Turi Evin assumes that it could only be in Lashon Kodesh to get that mitzvah checked off of, I was yotze the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So what's the...
Turi Evin has this hanafa that it's, the Mishnah is referring to learning, and it says b'chol Lashon.
Exactly.
Even though it says nechsavim b'chol Lashon.
Yeah, so you have to go through... Yeah, he rereads the Mishnah. He reads in such a way, that's the last paragraph in the Turi Evin, he has a new read of it. You have to take a look inside what he says, how to read the Mishnah back in. But what we're just drawing out from here is, after all the dust has settled, the Turi Evin says, for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, it must be Lashon Kodesh, and as Sfas Emes says, it's possible, even b'chol Lashon, one would fulfill the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. What's that machlokas? What exactly are they arguing about?
What are we doing with the Sefer of, we're just throwing it out, of the, I guess it's Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel who says...
Yeah, we're not. That's not our focus right now, exactly. We're focusing on the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah.
No, but it says, I thought he said it could be written in Greek.
Yeah, so we're not dealing with it. Yeah, we're not dealing with it right now. So let's understand the nature of the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. So look at the Rambam number 3. Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah of Sifrei Torah, that's where he combines all the Shtei Mitzvahs. It's in one section of Halachas. So the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph, Mitzvahs Asei al Kol Ish V'Ish Mi Yisrael, Lichtov Sefer Torah La'atma. We each have an obligation to write, and focus on Ksiva. We have to write a Sefer Torah. Shenemar, it says, V'ata Kisru Lachem Es HaShira. The pasuk says, V'ata Kisru Lachem, you should write the Shira. You should write the Sefer Torah, Kolomar. The Kisru Lachem Torah Sheyesh Bo Shira. Fine, so there's a din of a mitzvah asay that we have to write a Sefer Torah. Now, if a person is not able to write on his own, which I think all of us here probably fall in that category, then it's incumbent upon us to hire someone, a sofer, to write on our behalf as a shliach. But the idea is to write a Sefer Torah. Now, if a person, let's say, knows how to write it, and let's say he hires a person to write it instead of him, that's a whole discussion. It comes up, a complete side point for a second, it comes up in a Ramah when it comes to being a Mo'el. A Mo'el, there's a mitzvah that I, as a father, Aviyah Ben, I need to give my son a bris milah. And now we're not capable of doing that, so we hire someone. But they talk about a situation, let's say I am capable on my own of doing the milah, and I don't, and I point to shliach, that's a discussion whether or not I perform the mitzvah at its best or not. So here as well, if a person is capable of writing a Sefer Torah, yet he hires someone, unclear whether he would get that mitzvah. But certainly if a person isn't capable, and again, I think everyone here is not capable, hopefully we'll get to that point, so then we should hire someone to perform the mitzvah of ksivas Sefer Torah.
I mean, that applies across the board, because let's say, like Kiddush, you can make Kiddush, and your friend says, you know, standing by, he says, you know, give me Yod Sengmei.
So this is a good question. So this, basically, to expand this across the board, right now, the discussion, this point ends up being, whenever there's a mitzvah that focuses on the Maisa, let's say the Maisa Ksiva, or the Maisa Mila, so then I need to do it by myself, and I can't appoint a Shliach, I'm capable. If it's focusing on the result, I've checked it off my list, as long as the job gets done. So Kiddush, you could raise the question, is it Maisa Kiddush? No, the Maisa, it's about having Kiddush said, I'm Yotze, I could check it off, so therefore I'm able to be Yotze through someone else. It comes up many places, but that's the idea. Shlichus, if it's a Maisa focused, so I'm supposed to do it myself. If it's Totsah focused, then I can even appoint a Shliach Lichatchila.
There's also Hadras Melech. No, don't you get extra points for saying it?
There's a concept as well. Barov Am Hadras Melech. There's a concept of having people come in together as a group. That's also what to consider with certain types of mitzvahs. So now let's look at the Rush. There's a famous Rush. The beginning, the Rush is the sugyas of most of Inyan Estam, which stands for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. Hinyan Estam is found in which Masechta?
Menachos.
In the middle of Menachos is talking about their different mitzvahs that are ma'akev each other. So it's talking about karbanos being ma'akev each other. And in that discussion they say tefillin ma'akev each other, shel yad and shel rosh. And what about the dal kanfos of tzitzis? Are they ma'akev each other? So that's where most of the sugis of tzitzis and tefillin and sifrei Torah are found. They're tucked away in Masechas Menachos. So the end of Masechas Menachos is what's called halachos ketanos. Small little halachas, the Rush gathers together some important halachas. And one of them is called Hilchos Sefer Torah. And the first halacha of the Rush, which is a very famous halacha, he has the following din. If you look at the end of source number 4, reading the bold, he writes that Vizehu Doros Harishonim. This whole discussion about the halachas of writing Sefer Torah, it all applied Sheyikosun Sefer Torah Velom Dimba. They would actually learn from their Sefer Torah. Aval Ha'idna nowadays. Shekosvin Sefer Torah Manichan also Bibati Knesses Lakros Babrabim, that we just write them to leave them in the Arun Kodesh. Mitz Asahi al Kol Ish Misrael Ashayadom Aseges Lichtova Chum Shea Torah U Mishnah Vigamara U Perushim Lahagos Behen Hu Vanov. The mitzvah nowadays is Mechadesh the Rush, that each person has to, if they're capable, to write Chumashim to learn from, and to write Mishnahs to learn from, and Gemaras, and Perushim, and Rashi, and Perushim, whatever it is, that's the mitzvah, because the goal here is, the Pasuk says, V'ata kis atlem, what's the Pasuk, I don't have it in front of me here, but the end of the Pasuk says, V'limdu, it says you have to learn from it. The point of Kitzvah Lachem Ashir Sazos, V'limdu, and to learn from it, not to simply just write it, it's not an inu of Ksiva, but it's an inu of Talmud Torah, of learning from it. So if nowadays we don't use the Sifrei Torah, we leave them in the Aron Kodesh to read every few days, that's not learning from it. So therefore the Rush says nowadays the mitzvah is to write Svarim, or buy Svarim, if you will, to be able to learn from. Why? Because he says, Ki mitzvah, he quotes it here, Ki mitzvah ksivas ha-Torah, he lilmod ba, is to learn from it, Kedichsiv lamde es b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fiyim. And Ayde Gemara, through having Gemara, HaPerushim V'yada Perush HaMitzvahs. We can understand the mitzvahs much better. V'adinim Alburiyam, the clarity of the halachas. L'chein Heim Heim Asvarim Shada Mitzuva L'kosvam. This is the mitzvahs of writing Sefer Torah. V'gam lo l'machan im lo lumo Torah v'lisa isha. Fine.
How could it have changed?
So what's going on here? So what's going on here? This machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush here is the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah a din in the ma'isa ksiva. Rambam focuses on ksiva, or is it the ability to learn from it, mitzvah in Talmud Torah?
Exactly.
The whole tachlis is to learn from. So the Rush says back then when they used a sefer Torah, they could open up a sefer Torah and they could be darshan the osios and the kotzim shel yad shel yud like the Rabbi Kiva did. So they learn everything from the sefer Torah. And the Gemara Mishnas was all Torah Shebaal Peh. But over the course of time, where we no longer had that ability, so the Sefer Torah were just used in place in the Aron Kodesh and never used to learn from. So how are you getting to the aspect of Talmud Torah? So he says now he's evolved, since the focus, the tachlis, is to learn from, so the new mitzvah has now transformed into writing and buying Gemaras, Perushim, and all these forms. Now we have, this is the mitzvah. Not that the tachlis has remained the same. The tachlis, the goal, was to learn from. It's just how you're learning has changed, and that therefore changed the way it's being performed. So the Rush holds it's about learning from, v'limdas b'nei Yisrael, and Rambam holds it's kisu lachem. It's a din in ksiva. Ksiva versus Talmud Torah. That's the machlokas. Now there's a fascinating machlokas further, how to understand the Rush. Was the Rush coming to now replace the mitzvah? There's never a mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah? Or was he coming to be mosif, to add on? Of course there's a mitzvah. Dave said, how could you get rid of the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah? Of course, he's just trying to add on, in addition to there being a mitzvah to write an actual sefer Torah, is also a mitzvah to buy and write other types of svarim, Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the machlokas found in the Beis Yosef and the Prisha. Again, within the world of the Rush, that writing a sefer Torah is for the goal of learning from, is that again to replace the Sefer Torah or to be most from the Ksivas Sefer Torah?
Is the Rosh Darshan the Pasuk the Rambam brings down about the Kasu of him as a Shir?
No, because that's just the way to get there. That's the Hechsher Mitzvah. He doesn't speak about it, but that's the Hechsher Mitzvah to get to the Lamda part. So if you look at the Beis Yosef now, he asks pretty much your question. Number 5. Yeshu Tmua Heyach Ba Harash Liftor L'Adam Mi Mitzvahs Ksefer Torah. How in the world can the Rosh say, there's no longer a mitzvah to write. This is the first possible you have to write a Sefer Torah. Ulachlifa b'chumashim, and to now replace it with a chumash, and with the Mishnayos, and with Gemaras, and Perushim, doesn't make any sense to replace a mitzvah we've had for generations. And Lachach, he says, nearly, therefore it appears to me, shaloba ela lachadish lanu chiv ksivas chumashim, to be mosif, ksivas chumashim, u Mishnayos, u Gemaros, to add on an additional one, and there's an Isser Bechirasan, Shagam Zebechal Mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah. You still can't sell a Sefer Torah. That also is a violation of the Mitzvah. Shezeh Yoser Mitzvah, Milichtov Sefer Torah, Halanicha Bebes Knesset, Lekrov Kros Barabim. Now it's better to have the Sefer Torah just sitting in the Aron. If I had to choose, I'd get a greater Mitzvah by buying Svarim to use from, as opposed to just buying Svarim and filling up my shelf, or buying a Sefer Torah, leaving it. The point is not to just fill up your shelf and fill up an aron. That's not the point of buying svarim. The point is buying svarim is to learn from. So you're just adding an additional layer that buying svarim is greater than writing a sefer Torah to put it away. Aval lichtov sefer Torah likros bohu uvanav pshita degam ha'idna ze ikir ki mitzvah zaseh. But to write one in order to read from, that certainly is a mitzvah. We're not going to take that away from us. We're just saying there's an additional mitzvah and perhaps a greater mitzvah to also write other types of svarim that you'll actually be using more. Yeah.
I don't understand the Beis Yosef. I don't understand. I mean, it's his father, so maybe he just knows. But I don't see in the language why he's saying he's taking away the mitzvah. He doesn't say, you know, but teknis likros bo, barabim. You know, ein mitzvah sase al kol Yisrael ella. You know, lichtov sifre, you know, svarim. He doesn't say anything like that. He just says, now that they use the sifre Torah to darshan in shul. I mean, to read in shul, mitzvah sase he al kol Yisrael asher yado masegas haidna asher kozin sifre Torah. I'm sorry, asher yado masegas lakosva chumshe etc.
Yeah, he's not.
He doesn't say no. Ella.
No, I know.
Says,
no,
so why is there having to say that he's taking away the
mitzvah? No, the initial question of the Beis Yosef in the end is saying what you're saying. They're saying there's an additional mitzvah.
Disagreeing.
No, his initial question was, it sounds like from the Rush that it's being replacing the Sefer Torah. That's what it sounds like from the Rush.
Well, that, well, I mean, I guess what I was saying is it didn't say that. It didn't say, Ein mitzvah ella look.
Who didn't say?
Beis Yosef didn't.
No, in the question he does.
I mean, the Rush doesn't say, you know, Ein mitzvah ella, you know, lichtov.
That's fine. No, the Rush doesn't say that. That's fine, but it's open. It sounds like from the Rush, and we'll see the Prisha in a second who does say that point.
Right.
The Beis Yosef's initial reading is, how could the Svarim replace the Sefer Torah?
I understand the Beis Yosef's reading of the Rush is what I'm saying.
You don't understand his initial question of the Rush. Right. All right.
He doesn't say, Ein mitzvah.
That's.
He just says, mitzvah.
Okay. Again, that's the ambiguity. He doesn't mention what it's coming to replace or it's coming to add on to. So the Beis Yosef says it's coming to be Mosif on the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. There's an additional mitzvah to buy Svarim and write Svarim as well.
And he says it clearly. He says the second line.
Who?
Ein Shekos, the Rush. Ein Shekos and Sefer Torah. So the Menichin also Pelekinesios. He's not saying that you don't write, shouldn't write Sefer Torah. You have to write. There's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah.
No, he's saying now. You know, he says nowadays that we write Sefer Torah and we place them away.
Right.
They sound like that idea is not really accomplished. So then the way to accomplish a mitzvah is then to buy Svarim and to write Svarim. So now what's he changed? Is he coming to add on or is he coming to replace? That's the struggle here.
If he replaces, so, then what? Then you're not going to write Sefer Torah to put in our own?
So that, again, that's basically so says that we would never do that. That's why it's only coming to be Mosif on the Sefer Torah. But look what the Prisha says. Prisha says, number 6, Dafka b'yamehen shayu lomden Torah shebal peh, shelob minaksav. Only back then when they used to learn the Torah shebal peh orally, so then their only form of learning from a page was from the Sefer Torah themselves. They could darshan different yukim, an ekshavav, a missing vav, all these different things. Nowadays, it's a very urgent time. What's going to be the Torah? The kasru al Talmud b'sefer. So then we had the Heter of writing Torah Shebal Peh b'ksav, even though there's an issa deraisa to do that, they found that it was very important because otherwise we'd forget the Torah Shebal Peh. So now im kain lama lanu lizalza b'kavod sefer Torah l'chinam lilma b'tocha shlo l'tzarech. To learn from a sefer Torah is really unnecessary. It's disgraceful to take out a sefer Torah to learn from because we're not going to appreciate, we're not going to gain anything from a sefer Torah more so than we would gain from opening up a chumash because we don't know these different letters and tam and mean. It's pointless. It's a zilzal for the sefer Torah. So we're not gaining anything from this. And it sounds like from him that the new mitzvah Bizman Hazeh is really only to buy and write Svarim that we'd use from and learn from as opposed to writing Sefer Torah. So it sounds like from the preacher he's actually replacing the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. Either way, we come from this discussion. There's a machlokas simplifying Rush and the Rambam of the nature of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Rambam writes it's a Maisa Ksiva, and the Rush holds it's about the Tachlis of learning from the Sefer Torah. And there are a number of Nafkaminas we're going to go through now and come back and figure out the Machlokas between the Turi Evan and the Sfas Emes, whether the Sefer Torah can be written in Lashon Kodesh only or Bechol Lashon. So let's look at number 7. Gemar Megillah, the end of Masechta, tells us, Tashma, Damar B'Yochan, Mishim Rabbi Meir, Ein Mochen Sefer Torah, Ela Lilmo Torah of Lisa Isha. This is Isser, brought down Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Evan Ezer, that you can never sell a Sefer Torah unless it's for two reasons. Either to get married, you need to have money to support a wife and a family, or you need money to learn. Those are the two heterim to sell a Sefer Torah. So what's the base? What's the reason for this? So the Rambam writes, an interesting Rambam, Sefer Torah kasher noagin bo kedusha yisera v'kavod gadol. A kasher Sefer Torah, we have to respect it, we have to show proper kavod to it. And I meant to bold the next point here. V'yasa l'adam limchor sefer Torah. Afi lu ein l'mal yachol. So what's the violation of the Rambam of selling a sefer Torah? What's the problem of selling a sefer Torah?
You're neglecting its kedusha.
Right. It's a chisaron. It's a zilzil kedusha, zilzil kavod of the sefer Torah. Now contrast that to the Rush. The Rush writes in number 9, that one bold line, v'omer ani, the Rush thinks, divadei mitzvah l'gedolahi lichtov sefer Torah. V'gam ein lemochro ela lumo Torah v'lisa isha. So here what the Rush is doing, he's connecting the key mitzvah, it sounds like. The key mitzvah Sefer Torah, if you sell it, it sounds like you lose out on that mitzvah. How do you get the mitzvah? You're supposed to write it, and it's also to sell it. Sound like if you sell it, then you no longer have the mitzvah anymore. As opposed to the Rambam, that the halacha is that you're supposed to write the Sefer Torah, and you're not supposed to sell it. But if you do sell the Sefer Torah, it sounds like from the Rush that you don't get the mitzvah anymore. This is Rav Asher Weiss's diuk. Because let's, again, bring the focus. What's the Rush Hashita? What's the nature of Ksiva Sefer Torah for the Rush? Learning from it. So if you sell it, so you're no longer learning it, you don't have that mitzvah anymore. It's no longer available. You've sold your mitzvah away, so you've lost that mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, nimshechas, that in order for you to have that mitzvah, you have to continue to own it and use it. But the Rambam holds the mitzvah is what?
What's to write it.
Right, ksiva. So once you write it, you could sell it, you could give it away, you could get whatever you want to do. Once you get the mitzvah, you checked off it, I've gotten the mitzvah, and you can't, it's untouchable. It's untouchable, and even if I sell it, I'll still get the mitzvah. And the only problem of selling a Sefer Torah for the Rambam is it's a lack of kavod for the Sefer Torah. It's not appropriate to take a Sefer Torah and sell it from shul to shul, from person to person, but in terms of my mitzvah, I've gotten my mitzvah once I've performed the ksivas, Sefer Torah, the Fishitas Rambam. But again, the Rush holds, since it's about learning it, so whenever I get rid of it, I've lost that mitzvah because I can no longer learn from this Sefer Torah.
I think the Rush might go Sunday morning and write a letter in the Sefer Torah.
Next line. Yeah, so we'll get that in the next line, and we'll see that that's next Gemara. If you have a question.
The Rambam would still be a mitzvah.
Rambam would still be, so let's get to that point.
Because you're helping write a Sefer Torah, you're making a new culture Sefer Torah in the world, but from the Rush, it's about learning, it's not available to me to learn.
Very good. It's a great segue. That's the very next point. Excellent. So Binyamin just pretty much set up the next Nafkamina, and that's what the Gemara Menachos tells us in Daf Lamed, the following halacha. The Rav Sheshia says, Im hagia afilo osachas, the person fixes one letter or even writes one letter. You know, on Sunday morning, those who go to the Ksiva Sefer Torah, we're not going to be so involved in the Ksiva. Usually the way the Sofer does it, you know, he doesn't want you to mess up. So he holds on to the quill and you hold like the back end, barely having any connection to it. And then you're like tracing it where you're filling in the hole. So that's still, you're involved in some level of mitzvah. It's a magia, osachas, you're fixing a letter. So the loch is, the idea is, says Rav Sheshes, it's ma'ala alav ki'ilu kasvo. It's as if you actually wrote the entire Sefer Torah. That's an amazing thing. Write one letter, get a Sefer Torah. So the Rambam explained what's the idea behind this. So he says, he puts this in the first halacha. The very first halacha of Hilchos Tefillah Mezuzah Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin, he says, Mitzvah Aseh Akol Ishu Ish Mishra Lichtov Sefer Torah Le'atzmo. And the last line he says, V'chol amag yisefer Torah v'afilu osachas harehu ki'ilu kasva kulo. It's as if you wrote the entire Sefer Torah. That's like Binyamin said, because it's about ksiva. So if the Sefer Torah is incomplete, so that you haven't gotten the mitzvah yet. If you complete that mitzvah, you are partaking in that ksiva, the aspect of a ksiva. So then for the Rambam, as long as you're some involvement in the ksiva, and you're making it kosher for the ksiva, you've gotten the mitzvah, because it's all about the ksiva. Question?
So what are the requirements, I mean, maybe it was covered beforehand, I wasn't paying attention, but why is there such a requirement then that the ksiva has to be done on a cloth and it has to be done with a certain type of ink? If it's just ksiva itself for the purposes of learning from it, why are there requirements of how it needs to be written?
Yeah, so those are other conditions based on psukim, many of it's based on Halacha Moshe Sinai as to how it's supposed to be written. It's very possible that the ksiva is supposed to be exactly the way it was written from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Sefer Torah. And since it was done in that way, we're emulating that ksiva.
Isn't there a question about how it was really written back then as well, as far as what the Hebrew letters were?
That's the Machlokas in the Gemara Sanhedrin, whether it's ksav ivri or ksav ashuris, that's true. The Gemara assumes in the end, I think, it's ksav ashuris, which is what we have nowadays. But whatever the reason is, still, I think it's a good question. If it's about ksiva, why not be able to write in, on a piece of paper? But again, Halacha Moshe Mishinai dictates to us that it has to be done the same way that the ksiva was done by Moshe Rabbeinu.
Because we're not learning from... I mean, maybe some people are. I think nowadays nobody learns from the Sefer Torah.
Which is what the Rush says, and therefore there is no longer any mitzvah from a Sefer Torah. It's about buying Svarim and writing Svarim that we actually use, as opposed to Rambam. His focus was the Ksiva. The way Ksiva's Moshe Benu Sefer Torah was is the way our Ksiva has to be as well to get the mitzvah, regardless of whether we're learning or not. Which is the Indian of Ksiva Sefer Torah.
I see, of correcting. First of all, it seems like they're saying that both Rav Sheshes and the Gemara, and the Rambam, some Magia Sefer Torah, so like correcting.
Kavachomer writing one, though.
It doesn't say like writing a letter.
That'd be Kavachomer. If it's just fixing a letter, I get a Kilu Kasva Kulo, then certainly writing the entire letter would be Kilu
like,
Kasva Kulo.
What's the core for that? Like, what is
it? Dinner Rav Sheshes, this is the idea. So again, the Rambam says because it's you're involved in the Ksiva, so you help making a Sefer Torah Kasher. That's making it a valid Sefer Torah.
The person who does the last letter.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. Source there.
The person who does, but when you're, people are writing the letters inside the Sefer Torah, it's still not Kasher Sefer Torah until the last letter is written.
Granted. But at least you're helping. It's you know, it's part of the, you're part of the process. So any one letter that gets you to that point, so without your letter, it would be nothing. So you have some level. Now, are you going to how many points to give? You wrote one letter versus 100. I don't know how that works, but you have something checked off as a Ksiva Sefer Torah. Certainly, I imagine Richie and Suri getting much more schar than we are in the involvement of the Ksiva Sefer Torah. But we have some level that's ki'ilu. Not actually, but it's ki'ilu, your kasva kulo. It's something. Okay. Now, Rav Asher Weiss is medayik. The way the Rush presents this halacha of hamagi osachas, he's medayik that the Rush is a different take. The Rush writes, I'm reading just the bold here, number 12. Imhagya bo'os achas, if you fix just one letter, or write just one letter, ma'ala alava kasuv kilu kasva, that's the Gemara of Sheshes, that's if, it's as if you wrote the entire Sefer Torah. Why? The fishaya, it's a rishon b'isser, shesha b'beiso, sefer she'nemuga. There's an isser to leave a Sefer Torah in your house or shul that's not fixed. V'zeh shehigya v'echshero likros bo kilu kasva. And the person who fixes it and now allows it to be read, it's as if he wrote the whole thing. And he quotes the Gemara, Beperek Isha Nishinis Armala, Itmar, a Sefer Torah Sheinu Muga, a Sefer Torah that has mistakes in it, it's not fixed properly. Amar Rabbi Amiva, Od Ad Shloshim Yom, Mutter, Lishoso, 30 days you can leave it in your property, but Mikava Elech, to leave a Pasal Sefer Torah in your property, Asa Lishoso, Mishum Shinema Al Tishkan Beolecha Ola. So Avla. So I'm not going to get involved with what you do with the Pasal Sefer Torah, but the Rav Asher Weiss is Medayak here, that he doesn't connect the idea of fixing a letter to any idea of being yotzei the mitzvah. He's fixing the idea of it has to do with, it's an isser to leave a pasul sefer Torah in your property. So by you fixing it, you've circumvented the isser of holding on to it. Nothing to do with getting a mitzvah. Because for the Rush, as what Binyamin was saying, for the Rush whose focus is about learning, what fixing a vav that's a little pasul, fixing a resh that's aligned through it, you can still learn from it. You know what it says? There's no psul. And as I said, there's no Indian, it's not going to take away from my learning. So therefore, fixing a letter is not going to help me fulfill my mitzvah any better. Because the mitzvah is the tachlis of learning from it. And that's why the Rush has to somehow couch it in a different way, that fixing a letter is not involved in the key of mitzvah, but it has to do with the issue of holding on to a pasul, Sefer Torah. Completely different topic. Fine, next topic, next nafkamina, is the following. That chotef Sefer Torah minashuk. What does this mean? Look at the Gemara number 13, the Gemara Menachos, Amar Bishubar Abba, Amar Bigida Amarav, Halokeach Sefer Torah Minashuk. A person who buys a Sefer Torah Minashuk, Kechotev Mitzvah Minashuk. It's as if he grabbed it. Strange lesson, as if he grabbed the mitzvah from the shuk. Someone was telling me yesterday morning that he heard a story of a bunch of single guys who went on a Pesach program trip, I don't know how long ago this was, somewhere in Spain maybe, and they were in the shuk, and they saw some guy selling parchment from a Sefer Torah, like different pieces. And he's selling one by one, to get more money, as opposed to selling the whole thing for $50,000, he was selling each one for $200, whatever it was. So they wanted to help at least save some of the, they couldn't afford the whole Sefer Torah, so one guy bought a few parchments, and it happened to be, Parshas Pekudei is what he had bought, that's what he bought. And the next year, he ended up getting engaged, and his offer was Parshas Pekudei. So it worked out well, so he was in the shuk, he was mamish mekayim in this din of lokeach Sefer Torah min ha-shuk, it's kechotef mitzvah min ha-shuk, like you chap the mitzvah from the shuk.
The word chotef is a little bit of a pejorative connotation. Like,
so it's not a full-fledged, look what the Rashi says here. Rashi says, number 14, kechotef mitzvah avid aval ikasev havi mitzvah yisera tfei. You could buy a Sefer Torah, you know, on the black market if you want, you could get the mitzvah. But the best way is to write it yourself or to hire someone to write it. But there is some level of mitzvah according to Rashi. It's a lower level mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah nonetheless. The I know in yeshiva they have they use cloth for the haftorahs. But those none of the cloth, I don't think any of them are kosher. They're all pasul. I think they bought them on I think eBay back then, when eBay was more popular, I think they bought them on eBay a number of years ago. They're just being sold for whatever, whoever wrote them. So I'm not sure if you would get, you know, I would never buy a real Sefer Torah from eBay. But for Haftorah, for the Klaf Haftorah, which is no real requirement to do that, it's certainly a higher level, but even though they're puzzle, you could still use that as a Haftorah. So that's, you could, you know, you get some level of mitzvah, but not the full level of such a mitzvah. So much better, certainly, to write the Sefer Torah on your own, according to Rashi.
You get a B in
7A. You get a B in 7A.
Why wouldn't you buy it from eBay? Isn't it the same thing as the shuk? You're rescuing something. It's obviously
you have to know who's writing it. You have to know why, who wrote it. Was a Jew wrote it? Did a non-Jew write it? You have to go through, make sure. But this one has many puzzle letters, a lot of missing letters in these haftaros, these neviim. Anyways, Rama writes in number 15 that aval lako kach v'lohagya bo davar. You buy it, completely good, completely good Sefer Torah. You buy it. Doesn't require any fixing, any changes. Havya kechotev mitzvah min hashuk. Ve'eino yote bazeh. Rama argues on the Rashi and says you don't get a mitzvah. Imagine that you go, a person has a hundreds of Sefer Torah, he wants to sell them, they're all kosher, and you buy it from him, you're not yote the mitzvah. The only way you're yote the mitzvah is if you write it yourself. So what's the machlokas between Rashi and the Rama? If you buy a Sefer Torah from the shuk, whether you get a mitzvah or not, what's the machlokas? Yes, it has a connect, very good.
What is the Rama saying?
If you buy from the shuk according to Rashi, you can still learn from it. Right, exactly. So Rashi holds like the Rush. The idea of a Sefer Torah is to learn from. So if I buy a Sefer Torah from the shuk, I can learn from it. Who cares whether I wrote it or someone else wrote it, I can learn from it. No different than buying Svarim, which I would get the mitzvah lefi shitas Rush. But according to the Rama, who holds if I buy a Sefer Torah, I don't get a mitzvah, why not? Because he must assume, like the Rambam, that's about ksiva. I didn't do any ksiva. There's no ksiva that was done here. I didn't hire someone to be my shliach to do the ksiva for me. It was already done, and I bought it afterwards. It's a wonderful thing to buy a Sefer Torah, but I'm not getting my mitzvah. I can't check it off as I have the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah, because neither did I didn't write it, nor did I hire someone to write it on my behalf.
If
you fix it, then he would agree. Then that's what he says. If it wasn't fixed, but if it was fixed, then you were mekayim the ksiva. So I don't think you could passel a Sefer Torah, but I'm just saying, I'm taking that.
At some point, Sefer Torah needs to be fixed.
Could be. Not always. The older ones, yes. The new ones could be in due time, they eventually will, but rare. But if it ever happens where there's a mistake, then you're right. You would get that mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah.
Why are you reading the Rama to be referring to buying a Sefer Torah that's already fixed? It sounds to me like he's saying that you bought a Sefer Torah that's not fixed and you didn't fix it. That's why you're not yet saying.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to be that way, because then it would be so pashut that it would not be a mitzvah at all. It wouldn't be any chiddush here.
So, Rabbi Levin, would it be this case also if you didn't own the Sefer Torah?
Ah, very nice. So let's look at the next Pischei Tshuva. Very good. It will lead to this point. Pischei Tshuva, I meant to do some bolds here for you, but I didn't. So we'll read through the Pischei Tshuva. Fascinating point. This is very halach l'maisa. When a person writes a Sefer Torah or hires someone to write a Sefer Torah for him, and now he wants to donate it to the shul. Now, is he really donating it to the shul or he's lending it to the shul? So, unfortunately, there have been cases where people have given their Sefer Torah to be used in the shul, and they didn't have the proper contracts, and now the shul refuses to give it back. I've heard cases like this. So whenever a person wants to give a Sefer Torah to the shul, they have to, it's just housing it in the shul, but they actually own it. Because it's possible, as we're about to see, you might lose that mitzvah if you donate to someone else. It's not your mitzvah anymore. It's not yours. So let's look at the Pischei Tshuva. Number 16, he quotes, Lichtov lo Sefer Torah, Ein b'Sefer Torah Schaim, it's an Achron on Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, Shekosu v'Nira. D'yochid ha-kosev Sefer Torah la'atzmo. An individual writes a Sefer Torah for himself, the Nosel Beis Knesset, he gives it to a shul, Likos bo b'tzibur, I'm going to give it to you to use, u'makdisha, and he's makdisha, he says it's going to be yours, you could have it, it's all yours, to the shul. Lav shapir of it, it's not good what he did, because d'cheven shemakdisha, harei he shall hekdish. Once he's makdisha to the shul, it's hekdish, he no longer could have it. V'lav shalohi, it's no longer his. V'eina yote ba yidei chavasa, he lost his mitzvah of k'siva Sefer Torah, don't tell me. Maybe writing it, that's the mitzvah, and then once I give it away, it's okay. Don't hold that way. It's not true. Because the Yachid Shekasim Sefer Torah Le'atzmo, Yachid writes the Sefer Torah for himself. Afterwards, Nevdet's lost. It pshita, it says Toras Chaim here, it's pshita, shitzarech lichtov lo sefer, acheres, he needs to write another sefer. V'lachein nira, she'ein lahakdish sefer Torah, elam kein kozi la'atzma acheres. Person should not give a sefer Torah to the shul, if you want to get the mitzvah. Because according to the Toras Chaim, what's the nature of the mitzvah of sefer Torah? Learning it. You have to learn it, you have to have it to use it. It's not about ksiva, it's about learning from it, about owning it. Once you give it away, you've lost that mitzvah. Then you jump down one line in the Pischei Tshuva. V'ayim sefer b'nei yona mehagon mir...
Yeah. Pashtus, that you would have to get a Torah Cheres from the Rambam?
Yeah, if you lose the mitzvah, not after the Rambam, for the rush. If you give it away, so then you don't have the mitzvah anymore, so you need to get a replacement to get the mitzvah.
Okay.
That's for the rush. But the b'nei yona mehagon rav yona land sofer...
You're saying don't say that it's ksiva...
Right, don't say it's ksiva. It's not like the Rambam. It's like the Rashi. It's about having it and owning it and learning it. So now he quotes a shita, Shecholek Alav, who argues in the Toras Chaim. V'sover, he holds, Dim nevda bimenu. If you lose the Sefer Torah, v'hi mitzuya be'ezem makom, it's found somewhere, shiyotzen b'yidei mitzvah. You still get the mitzvah, even though you've lost it. V'ata kitzu lachem. Because it's all about writing it. Jump down one line. U'mikol shekein, certainly imikdisha. Certainly, if you designate it, you give it over to the shul, the yata, the mistama lohekdesha ela shetei miyuchadis lukriyasa tzibor. But you still have the mitzvah of ksiva. He says in the end of the day, mikol makom yotze tov shelo yaktisha v'arei tia kula shelo. The best thing, so right now the nafkamina is, if you write a sefer Torah and you give it away, do you still get the mitzvah or do you not get the mitzvah? So according to the Rambam who holds the mitzvah's ksiva, I did a ksiva. I could give it to whoever I want now. Because once I did the ksiva, I get the mitzvah, I could check it off. That's the second opinion. I can give it away. But the first opinion of the Toras Chaim says, no, I need to be able to learn from it. I need to be able to own it and use it. If I give it away, I lose that opportunity, in which case you wouldn't get the mitzvah because the Toras Chaim assumes like the rush, it's about having the ability to learn from.
But I learned then it's a kisvu lachem, which means for yourself. So that's mashma that you have to have it.
Each person has to own it and read, write it.
Because if you give it away,
it's not yours.
It's not lachem.
Interesting. Lachem. Like lakachtem lachem. Very good. In the end of the day, even this sefer, Bnei Yonah agrees that the ideal is not to give it away. Best to have it to be yotzei both shitas. And that's what's practiced. Again, unless you're a person who's giving out hundreds of sefer Torah all the time, you don't really need to hold on to every single sefer Torah. When a person does write a Sefer Torah and he gives it to the shul to use, there should be a contract that I own the Sefer Torah. I have every right to take it whenever I want. I'm just lending it to the shul for them to use it. Now let's bring it back to our initial machlokas. The initial machlokas of the Turi Evin versus the Sfas Emes, how is one yotzei the mitzvah of ksivas Sefer Torah? The Turi Evin, the Shagazaria that is, says you're only yotzei if you write it Lashna Kodesh, but the Sfas Emes argued and says it's possible you're yotzei even B'chol Lashon. So this is the base. Yitzchak talks about this in the Tshuva here. He doesn't understand the Shita of the Turi Evin. But at the end of the day, we'll explain what's the understanding of the Machlokas. How do you explain the Machlokas, whether it's Lashon HaKodesh, Dafka, or Chol Lashon? Now you should know that. We've went through this whole sugi and this Chakira.
Yeah, Lashon HaKodesh, then it's the Ksiva. And Chol Lashon, as long as you're learning it,
exactly.
It doesn't matter. What is
exactly. So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is the Maisa Ksiva. The ksiva was supposed to be the way it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is dafka b'lashon hakodesh. But if you assume that it's a inyan of learning from, like the Rush held, lamda, so then even b'chol lashon works as well, because if that makes it easier for me to learn, then even better, perhaps other languages, English and Spanish or whatever language you know, perhaps it might be better to be a language you're more familiar with. Okay, so we'll stop here. Now next week we're going to continue in the Gemara here. I stopped the last few. The last few I'm going to do on Sunday about Psulim. I'm going to ignore that for now. But next week we're going to go right in the sugya about the famous story of Talmi HaMelech, and he made the 72 rabbis write the Sefer Torah, translate it. So they're going to get into a discussion whether or not a person is allowed to ever change or alter a pasuk in the Torah or not. Because they changed a few psukim. Was that permitted or was it not permitted? That gets involved in an interesting discussion in the Am Shel Shlomo. That's going to be next week. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.